friends! Do you love to travel and learn about new places and things? Great! Then you are in the right place! Join Jasmine the Cat and Gracie the Tortoise as they have fun exploring the USA, the world, and beyond.
Hello, friends! It's Jasmine, the Jazzy Gray Cat, here with my bestie Gracie, the super smart tortoise. Say hi, Gracie!
Greetings, my good friends. Gracie here. I'm so glad you joined us today as we explore Argentina.
We can also say hola to our friends, because in Argentina, they speak Spanish. Hola, friends!
Hola to you, too. Argentina is a large country in the southern part of South America. It's the 8th largest country in the world, and the 2nd largest country in South America.
We learned last week that Brazil is the biggest. The Andes Mountains in Chile are on the west of Argentina. The Atlantic Ocean and Uruguay are on the east, with Bolivia, Paraguay, and Brazil on the top or the north side.
Excellent. I must mention Mount Aconcagua, which is the highest mountain in the Andes mountain range. Traveling east of the Andes Mountains, Argentina is a flat grassy land called Pampas. Most of the Pampas is used to raise cattle and sheep. Because of this, there are more cattle and sheep living there than humans. At the southern tip is the area of Patagonia. Patagonia is in both Argentina and Chile. It is very close to the Antarctic. We can see more penguins, Jasmine.
That's the place for me! More penguins! But other animals like to live here too, like the cougar, jaguar, and ocelot. We need to watch out for crocodiles and caimans, who are part of the alligator family. I think that the flamingos, toucans, turtles, and tortoises will be much friendlier.
Of course tortoises will be friendly. But we're going to begin in Buenos Aires, the capital city. The city started out as a small Spanish colony in the 1500s. It is now made up of many smaller neighborhoods that are interesting to explore.
You know it! Here in the La Boca neighborhood, where the tango was first danced, we can see some tango dancers. The tango dance is like a story between the two dancers. The boy always wears a suit, suspenders, and a hat. The girl wears a tight red or black dress with a skirt that can swirl around. I see some dancers! Can you feel the Latin beat of the music as they dip and turn? I think the story of this dance is that they're falling in love. So romantic. Look, they're asking me to try it. Look, Gracie, I am dancing the tango.
You have real talent, Jasmine. You just need one of those swirly dresses. Also here in La Boca, if you're a soccer fan, you can catch a match at La Bombonera Stadium. Soccer is as popular here as it is in Brazil.
That could be fun, but how about we visit the cats at Recoleta Cemetery? It also has beautiful statues in it. It's just like an outdoor museum. Look at those beautifully carved angels!
Which also happens to be home to thousands of cats. Of course, Recoleta Cemetery is the resting place for famous Argentinian people. One of the most famous is Eva Perón. She was an actress, musician, and the first lady, and was so well loved by the people of Argentina. The story of her life was made into a musical with a very famous song called Don't Cry for Me, Argentina.
I have heard that song. It's very sad because she dies. But look at all the flowers outside of her tomb. People still remember and love her. Ooh, I see a cat peeking out too. Hi, you cutie. All the cats who live here are cared for by the caretakers of the property. Isn't that so sweet of them? I wonder if you have to be a cat lover to get a job here.
Probably. One other neighborhood you would like to explore is the Plaza de Mayo. What do you think, Jasmine?
I love it! A pink house! Who lives here?
This is the Casa Rosada, or the Pink House, which is just like our White House in Washington, D.C. The president of Argentina works here.
Maybe I should write to our president and tell him to paint the White House pink. I think it would look great.
You can try, but I'm not sure that you will convince anyone. Let's leave the hustle and bustle of Buenos Aires and go to Santa Susan Ranch. We can see some gauchos.
Gauchos? Oh, you mean cowboys. Let's watch the gaucho show. They are great horseback riders. What fun! They're having a contest. The cowboys are riding toward those long leather strings that have a tiny ring on the end. Wow! They have to get a skinny stick inside the ring and pull the ring off, all while they're riding on a horse. Yay! That gaucho did it! Why is he coming over here? Gracie! The gaucho gave me a kiss and the ring! I feel like a cowgirl princess.
What a wonderful souvenir for you to take home. Next stop, Iguazu Falls. These falls are made up of 275 different waterfalls located between Brazil and Argentina. We are going to see the Devil's Throat Waterfall.
Wow! Just like Niagara Falls is between the United States and Canada.
That's right, but Iguazu Falls is much bigger. At almost 263 feet high and 492 feet wide, they are bigger than Niagara by 98 feet. Get on the eco train so we can see them.
Devil's Throat Fall is thunderous. The sound of the water is so loud. But that doesn't stop all these people from looking at them. That's really nice. But now I want to see the penguins.
I know, but first we'll start at Glacier National Park and see the Parrito Moreno Glacier. It's the largest glacier in the park, and it's growing by over 6 feet every day.
I know that a glacier is a hunk of ice and snow that floats on the water. It gets bigger as the snow from the mountains come down onto it. The Parrito Moreno Glacier gets its snow from the Andes Mountains. Jinkies, Gracie! It is massive! And it's blue! How does that happen?
Glacier ice has very few air bubbles in it because the air is squeezed out by the weight of the ice. This pure glacier ice is blue because it reflects the blue colors of the light spectrum.
Did you just hear that loud cracking sound? Part of the glacier just broke off.
That's called ice calving.
Calving? I thought cows had calves. Wait, I get it. A calf is a baby cow, and when a piece of ice breaks off a glacier, it's called calving because it's a baby glacier. Too funny.
Ready to go to the end of the world, the tip of Patagonia?
Yes, because I really want to see the penguins.
Here on the rocky shores of Punta Tombo, at the National Reserve, it's a magnificent sight. More than 1 million Magellan penguins waddle out from the Atlantic Ocean and build their nests to welcome their new penguin chicks. The penguins come here to eat the sardines and anchovies that live in the water.
Let's follow the boardwalk to the rookery and see the babies. Gracie, look! Penguins are walking towards us. We can't get too close.
What do you think of the Magellan penguins, Jasmine? They were named after the explorer, Ferdinand Magellan, who first saw them in 1520.
I like them. They look like they're wearing tuxedos. They're mostly black with a white tummy and a white circle on their faces around their eyes and beak. There are also two black bands that go around their head and chest.
They do look very elegant. Here's a fun fact about them. They are warm-weather penguins. When it gets warm, they lose the feathers around their eyes. When it gets colder, they grow these feathers back around their eyes.
Gracie, I had so much fun seeing the penguins. There were so many of them. But it's time to go. Let's do cowboy jokes for the gauchos. Here goes. What do cowboys put on their salads?
Let me think. Cheese?
No, Gracie. Ranch dressing. Go ahead.
How did the cowboy know his cattle were behind him without looking?
I know. He heard them. Great joke. My favorite place was seeing the Magellan Penguins, of course. How about you, Gracie?
I enjoyed Buenos Aires and seeing you dance the tango. How about you, friends? What was your favorite place? Don't forget to tell someone you love.
That's right. And come back next time for Chile. Bye now. Say goodbye, Gracie.
Goodbye, my dear friends. See you next time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining Jasmine and Gracie on their adventure today. Come back next week for the next one.
Hello, everybody. It's Gwen here. If you want to know more about the places we visited, just go to our website, jasmineandgracie.podbean.com, and go to the sources page, and you can find out all about the great places that we visited. See you next week. Bye-bye.